The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, sticking with climate change, there are a number of Irish companies and businesses going above and beyond to try and achieve a zero carbon status. They say it helps win over customers and even attract new staff. Our reporter, Liam Geraghty, has been meeting the businesses doing their bit for the planet.
We're looking across the estuary to Monkstone. So that's Monkstone here on the left-hand side. And the right-hand side is Cove. So the Great Island, as they call us, that's my home place. All nice and near. I get the ferry across every evening. And as you can see here in the water.
Mark Kennedy, Facilities Manager of Janssen Sciences Ireland, is taking me on a tour of their 100-acre site here in Ringaskiddy, Cork.
We're actually a biopharmaceutical factory, so what we do is we produce medicines for various different types of illnesses, from cancers to psoriasis.
Janssen, like a huge number of businesses, have been looking at how they can do their bit for the planet.
There's a bug hotel that's right outside the canteen area that employees can look out onto. So it's all recycled material, and it's all different reasons why they have different compartments inside it, for butterflies, for solitary bees, for different types of bugs. We're expecting up to 200 different types of bugs inside in there. They're natural pest control for us on the site here.
It's kind of like a boutique hotel for bugs. Are the rates good?
The rates are very good, yeah, very cheap at the moment.
Come on, let's crawl, gotta crawl, gotta crawl to the ugly bug ball, to the ball, to the ball, and a happy time we'll have there, one and all.
Well, where we're located is one of the most beautiful parts of the world.
Áine Martin is the green team leader at Hotel Doolin in Clare, which only a couple of weeks ago became the first hotel in the country to be certified carbon neutral. Áine says it's also guests who want to reduce their carbon footprint. The hotel offers eco-wedding packages.
Just over 70% of the food produce in the hotel is sourced from a 50-kilometre radius of the hotel. There's things like organic wine, edible menus, if that's something that you'd like to have. And for every wedding, irrespective of the package that somebody chooses to book, we make a commitment to planting 10 native trees via a charity called HomeTree.ie, which is located just outside Lahinch. So in the last 2 years, we have planted 1,700 trees, and for every tree that's planted, there's 1 tonne of carbon offset. So it has definitely helped with increasing business as well. Our business is up about 30%.
So what we're looking at here is a small orchard, 10 different varieties of fruit trees, pear, apple.
At the Siemens manufacturing facility in Swords, Dublin, Alan Radford, their environmental health and safety manager, is showing me around the orchard on their 16-acre grounds.
Hopefully now in the next 2 years we'll see some fruit off them.
A short walk away is a meadow where they've let the grass grow for the benefit of the busy bees in their apiary.
Here we have our tree hives.
That's Tom Matthews, an employee here who trained to become a beekeeper to help look after the bees.
They're quiet at the moment because the weather's still a bit too cool in the morning, but hopefully if the sun comes up in the afternoon, they'll be out flying around collecting the last of the pollen.
They're having a lie-in today.
Having a little lie-in for a Friday.
Back in Ringaskiddy at Janssen Sciences Ireland, they've also been letting the grass grow for the benefit of the Irish hare, a protected species of the Arctic hare. And you can see many around here nibbling away. But facilities manager Mark Kennedy says the hare isn't the only animal who lives on the grounds.
We actually have a den of foxes just up inside here, and they had a family of two cubs recently, so there's actually a young family up inside here. So
would you see them walking around?
You'd see them at night time, because obviously we have the hare population, so we're trying to protect the hares, and we have foxes inside.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.